Thank you for joining us for today's Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That segment. I have with me in studio Jerry Goodspeed, who is USU's Horticulture Extension Agent, and we're talking about, or we'll talk about, Northern Sea Oats. I have no idea what this is, so you're going to have to fill me in.
This is an ornamental grass, and anymore we get a lot of ornamental grasses are coming on the market. And what ornamental grasses will do to your landscape is they add vertical rise, they add some structure to it, especially in the fall. And the northern sea oats is one of the ornamental grasses that's out there. It has a flat seed head that looks really cool, and when the wind blows, it sounds a little bit, and it's just a very attractive plant. I fell for it. And so about 10 years ago, we planted some northern sea oats, not just in my landscape, but we planted some at some of the gardens. After about 2 years, we realized that they reseed all over the place. I am still, after 8 years of trying to get rid of it, I still find it in my flower bed, and I still find it at the Botanical Center, or the Botanical Garden in Ogden as well, where we have tried to get rid of it for quite a while.
So there's some longevity to the seed, it sounds like.
Yeah, they just keep, yeah, and I know it hasn't reseeded because every time I see it, I pull it out. I'm very diligent about that, and yet still we're seeing some of it grow back and struggle with it. So it's just one of the ornamental grasses that we have to be careful with.
So do you know where it came from originally?
I don't.
It's one of those Asian, it seems like Northern, comes from Asia.
Yeah, I'm going to blame somebody like, I don't know, Afghanistan,
Kazakhstan.
Turkey, Kazakhstan, okay. Armenia. So I really don't know, but it is very hardy.
Do you know how long it's been here?
I don't. I know it's sold in catalogs. It's also sold occasionally in nurseries and garden centers, although most of them are now starting to shy away from it.
Who comes up with this stuff anyway? I mean, who says, let's plant this and then...
Well, you know, Brian, it is very attractive, and it looks cool, and it makes a little bit of noise when the wind blows, and the seed pods are really cool. I mean, I'll admit that, and that's what sucked me in, is I love this plant. I love the look of it. I love that it's upright. And for 2 years, I really liked it, but then all of a sudden I realized I don't want a whole acre of sea oats. I just want one plant, and you can't do that. It likes friends.
It's kind of like unwanted in-laws. Now, I have to say I like my in-laws, so they just kind of came in and made themselves.
I'm not going to touch that.
Welcome. Okay. How tall does it get?
It'll get anywhere from 18 to 24 inches, 36 at the outside.
So it's a fairly good size.
Yeah, a lot of the ornamental grasses are upright, and they give you that vertical rise, and you kind of like it. And this, as I say, can be quite attractive. Just be careful with it. Realize that I don't think that a bucket would do the job. We've talked in the past about putting things in buckets if they're very rhizominous, or putting a guard down around them, a barrier in the soil. But where this one reseeds by or propagates by seed, that's not going to help you. And the sad part is, you know, some people will say, well, don't let it go to seed. But the seed is the attractive part. That's the whole reason you grow it. And if you're not growing it for the seed, then grow something else. And
well,
that's my recommendation.
You grow?
Oh, there are a lot of ornamental grasses out there that are quite attractive. Some of the miscanthus, upright, beautiful seed heads, Calamagrostis out there, like... And then you have like the Carl Forrester and some of the others that are quite nice that I will give you that vertical rise, will spread a little bit as a bunch, but won't overtake the world, won't reseed. So that's what you're looking for.
And I like a lot of the grasses too, because you can put them in areas where you don't want to water quite as much, and they seem to do pretty well.
And they look good until it snows. So when everybody else is dying off with the frost, they're still looking good. Mm. You like that.
Well, today's plant not to plant is Northern Sea Oats. Jerry, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That segment with Jerry Goodspeed, USU Horticulture Extension Agent.